Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, Man of Glad Monday. Hello, everybody. And due to the fact that we have unreliable engineering on this show, we've had to change things around a little bit. You can call the Inner Sight hotline and voice a Mad or Glad, and we'll put it over the air. Or if you want to, we can call you back on the three-way. So either way, you know, if I put your comment on the air, it'll be paraphrased, but we can also get you on the air. So the Inner Sight hotline. 631-224-3090 at the Inner Sight hotline. Mad or Glad Monday, and one of the most serious happenings toward a blow toward the disabled, of course, is the death of Milton, the guide, over a year ago now. Now, you know what really bothers me, and I knew it bothered other people, because I took a survey on the subway, and I saw the reaction, and they are completely outraged that not only did the Guide Dog Foundation have a role in killing Milton, the guide dog, but compounded to make it worse, they have denied Michelle service. They don't call her. They haven't spoken with her or supported her in any way. I mean, it's horrible. You know. Normally, when your guide dog gets old and passes away, the school. Isn't this a lot worse than that? If the dog was killed on their premises by a trainer, and they had the nerve to tell Michelle's lawyer, oh, it's only a dog. That's their response to the whole situation. So that's a definite mad, and I would like to see the governor get involved in this, because there's a great need for some balancing here, for some justice, for some help, for someone who trusted a school, a registered school with the state, not licensed to train dogs, and no regulations. But nevertheless, register. And the death of Milton, written off with a slap on the wrist to the trainer, absolutely horrible. What is happening? And how Milton was killed. So that's my top mad for tonight. Anybody would like to comment on that, 631-224-3090. And we intend to increase our petition. We have about 67,000 names. Our next goal, and it's going to take a miracle, is 1 million names by Christmas. We only got a couple of months. We're going to push for it, because it's absolutely horrible. A candidate for president is going to go into running and campaigning and all that, talking about things. Are they going to talk about the death of Milton and how things must be improved with these schools? That they allow them to be tax exempt, 501c3 they call it, and they allow them to have federal ID numbers? I mean, it's because of the government people are able to take in all that money. Candidate who doesn't address this issue and who doesn't draw up legislation in the mind of inner sight is not worthy to be president of this country. It's outrageous. So we're going to be pushing them. We're going to be trying to get in touch. And every commission for the blind should be concerned about this in every state. Why hasn't the commission for the blind put Milton's story up on their website? They have not, to my knowledge, acknowledged the death of a guide dog. Well, we all know that the Commission for the Blind never liked guide dogs. They're cane people, you know, the white cane. But this is indeed a horror. And to make it worse, being done about it by any politician. All right, Inner Sight, Man of Glad, brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen, Tom and Michelle. And of course, you'll see a great presence of Milton over there. 631-286-0444. And you have catering, great food, Shelby's Kitchen, Bellport, New York. Hey, we're brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Mr. Kennedy, one of our supporters, and we thank you for that. And we hope that your wife is going under a speedy recovery. And prayers and prayers and more prayers. Doreen. All right, Inner Sight. You need dog food, cat food, call Gary. Nobody starved on Long Island. 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food, no charge. And when he's able to do it, the medical for the animals. Again, that number, 631-484-3085. And by the way, if you're disabled and you have difficulty getting around, let Gary know. Sometimes he can bring the food to you. All right, Inner Sight. And hey, if you want to stay in shape and have some fun, we got a good number for you. Third Eye Insight. Talk to Devin Fernandez under the Third Eye Insight. And here's the number, 631-445-3464. 445-3464, Third Eye Insight. Learn how to hear by all the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster of Auntie Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Ollie Campbell, and all. Athena is another one, a wonderful example of keeping a autistic child out of an institution, with Maria, her mom, doing a great job. A mile for a child, that's the Inner Sight saying, extra mile for the child. Keep it in mind. Practice it. Big East, the Key to Rescue. I want to thank them so much for helping my dog stay healthy and the food that they send to her. Big East, the Key to Rescue. 609-388-7004. And if you want to catch the email on them, Big East, Akita Rescue at Verizon.net is the email. So thank you so much, Joanne Diamond, for being a part of Inner Sight. We greatly appreciate it. By the way, if anyone out there is interested in an Akita service dog, probably get the dog donated and we can help you in the training of it. Akitas are great, great dogs. You got to get the right one. And their temperaments are really beautiful if you get the right one. All right, Inner Sight Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, working with them and proud to do so. Coming up October 13th, their self-advocacy workshop, October 13th. And check it out. Go to the Silo website, or you can call them, 631-880-7929. Give you that number again in a minute. I want to thank Joe Delgado and Jill and Brianna and the whole gang over there for supporting the Day for Milton, for helping Inner Sight. And they have all kinds of programs over there. You'd have to check with them to see what you might be interested in. 631-880-7929 on the Silo. Joe Delgado is the executive director. Thank you, Joe. All right, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight number is 631-224-3090. And that's the Inner Sight hotline for tonight, by the way. If you're listening to the show, you want to make a comment, call the Inner Sight hotline, and we'll be able to get your comment, and we can get you on the show on the three-way if you want to be on. Inner Sight, and don't forget, coming up October 20th, our nursing home news conference, to present the solution and how to get rid of these nursing homes and stop wasting all that money and stop oppressing people and allow people to remain in their own home. We'll give all the ins and outs of it and how it would work and where the money will come from. The government will spend less with this and keep the person in their own home with the help that they need. Of course, it's going to take a while to get off the ground, like everything else. All right, Inner Sight, Man of Glad Monday. And I heard the other day that Mr. Biden, our president, is 80 years old. I didn't know that. I thought he was younger. It's a good age, but, you know, you're never really too old. As long as you got your health, vitality, and energy, you're never really too old to fulfill your dreams in life. And I would really like to see Mr. Biden do something, change this system that we who are disabled and the elderly too have to deal with. Because it's a very, very difficult system to deal with. And it's archaic. It's old. It's outdated. We're working on it. We're trying to get the politicians to wake up and understand some of these things. You know, like I've always said, the Inner Sight is there's three areas in which we are very active and that we wanted to change. One is the nursing home, the service dog schools, and the Americans with Disabilities Act. Those three areas to be modernized and changed. And much more protection has to be put in. Now, you heard me talk about Michelle at the outset of the show. Well, talk about protection. Where is she protected? You know, she killed their dog and they won't service her. Where is the hearing process? Where's the protection by the law? So that's a perfect example of what Congress needs to do and what the president should stand up for. They don't even talk about these things, and they should. Inner Sight, our organization, SILO, has been helping, and we're going to keep on talking about these things and presenting them from different points of view and so on and so forth until somebody wakes up and does something about it. We need a strong, powerful law in the ADA. And we need money behind it. The agencies should be raising money. And by the way, Inner Sight is looking into trying to get it off the ground, to start a foundation to turn nursing homes into accessible housing. Now, there isn't one foundation in this country, to my knowledge, where you can get money to turn the nursing homes thing better. So we're trying to pull things together to find out the best way to start this foundation. If anybody out there can offer some advice, we'd greatly appreciate it. Because there's a great need to rid of these nursing homes and get people into their own home with the help that they need. And everybody needs housing. Everybody knows that. So if you know of any or of the best way to start a foundation like that, please contact us. Inner Sight, 1620@gmail.com. That's our email. Inner Sight 1620@gmail.com. All right, this is Matt or Glad Monday. It looks like a one-man operation right now. We have the Inner Sight hotline open if you want to tell us you're mad or you're glad about something. 631-224-3090 is the Inner Sight hotline. Most people just listen to this show. You know, they